O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the eighth or the last day of our celebration of our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Conception. And of course, it's almost Christmas, so a week from now, you'll be on your Christmas vacation. And you are thinking about gifts, not only what you're going to receive, but I hope you're thinking too about what you're going to give. But you know, there's another way to think about gifts too, and it's this. When you get something, do you appreciate it? Do you use it? The Blessed Mother gives us the best example of all. She got more than anyone else in the history of mankind. And God gave her more because he knew that she would use it so beautifully. And so she does, and she shares it still with us today. Mary has the best gift of all. Your parents work very hard and sacrifice in order to give you gifts at Christmas, I'm sure. But our Lord is the Son of the Virgin Mary, and he's the one who gives the gift. He doesn't just work hard. He dies on the cross to give his Blessed Mother the gift of immaculate purity, the gift of being full of grace and having no sin, so the devil could have no claim over her. The Blessed Mother, just like Jesus, goes about still today doing good for others. What she's received, she gives, and she gives very willingly. That's one of the reasons why she appears so very frequently over the centuries to help out those in need. Well, I thought I would tell you about a saint, one of the last saints that we have, because she was canonized by the last pope in 1955, and her name is Sister Maria or Mary of the Crucified. Her family name was De Rosa, and she lived in Italy at the beginning of the 19th century, and she was the first one to come up with the idea of nuns going on the battlefield and being nurses. Later on, the Protestant Florence Nightingale would do that, and the Sisters of Charity in the United States would do that with great effect during the Civil War, but she was the first. She was from a wealthy family, and her father wanted her to get married when she was about 17, because back then your dad made those decisions for you. But she went to see the priest, and her father, who loved her very much, understood, and for the rest of his life, he helped her out. Sometimes he must have thought, now what is Maria up to now? What harebrained scheme? But he always helped her. And she did tremendous good for others, going from one place to another. She started out by helping out in a parish where she organized a ladies' group, and she got priests to come in and give a mission. And the parish priest couldn't believe how the face of the whole parish was changed just by that. And then she helped out girls who needed a place to stay, and she helped out in a hospital when they had a plague called, they still have that today, called cholera, which comes from drinking bad or contaminated water, and a lot of people were dying. In other words, wherever she needed to do something, she did it. And she founded a little group of nuns called the Handmaids of Charity, and she was put in charge of them. Not only was she helping out others, but she had a gift from God. She was intelligent. She wasn't satisfied with just knowing the basic First Communion Catechism, which sadly many Catholics are. Her whole life long, she used her mind and her soul to learn more about God's gifts, which is our Catholic faith. She was always studying. She had a ready and a quick mind, and also she was good with people. She understood how people were, and she remembered their names, and she was just always doing good. In fact, you could sum up her life by saying this. Once she said, my conscience wouldn't allow me to go to bed at night if there was some evil I could prevent or some good which I could do. And so if it was sitting up all night long by the deathbed of a sinner, or if it was weaving or rolling bandages, whatever it might be, that she was liable to be doing. Now, one of the greatest stories that's told about her shows how Almighty God gives all of us the strength of fortitude with our confirmation, and that's a gift, like all of the others, which must be put into use. So, first of all, she, remember, got herself into a little bit of trouble because the soldiers in the army at the beginning, they didn't want nuns around, but she almost forced them to accept her. And then after a while, they came to depend upon her because she and her sisters did such a good job. That's fortitude, plunging ahead, even though others are against it, if it's the right thing to do. Then, because there were wars going on, one time some wild soldiers, because that's what happens during a war, came to break into the hospital where St. Mary of the Crucified and the other sisters were taking care of sick soldiers. And she knew they were going to cause riot and ruin, and she wasn't going to have that. Now, she was a typical little Italian nun, which means she was about 4 feet high, but never mind. She had all of the strength of the Holy Ghost and of Jesus crucified in her heart. So what she did was this. They were banging down the door, and she gets the crucifix. Not quite as big as that, but it was much larger than she was. And six of the six sisters who were there, they went with her, and they carried two candles and Jesus on the cross, and she opens the door, and the soldiers see a little nun and a big Jesus crucified and the other sisters with two burning candles. What do you think happened? They were ashamed to do anything at all. Nobody needed to say a word. They just went away. You see, if we're brave and we do our duty, the good things that can happen, but none of these things come by ourselves, children. They're all gifts of God. Christmas is a season of gifts, but let us show our gratitude by using the gifts that we have received. And indeed, let's ask our Blessed Mother today at the Novena and at our Communion to give us even more. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.